Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A Pride in the Park event took place in the summer at Soldana Creek Park. Due to public opinion both for and against the event specifically taking place, the consensus among city council members was to clarify rules and increase transparency regarding events being held at the park. In July, the city attorney cited a 1975 ordinance that states that you must get a permit to use a shelter in the park. It has one basis for denial of a permit: if the proposed use of the park would present an unreasonable interference with or detraction from the public's enjoyment of the park. At last night's Soldana City Council meeting, City Manager Stephanie Queen responded to a request for a committee to be formed to address events specifically being held at the park.
It's normal in updating codes, especially something of this gravity, that's going to take some time. I think in July, I mentioned probably a several month process that we would kick off in the fall. That's still my plan. So through the staff work to do the research, look at other agencies, see how they handle public events at public spaces, work with the attorney so that he can identify the issues that are of legal concern or risk concern to him. We would do all that work starting soon in the fall, and then bring back a set of information and recommendations and drafts, and maybe even just posing questions to the Parks and Rec Board. So a committee has not been formed, a separate standalone committee has not, because we already have a Parks and Rec Board that is tasked with advising the council with all things related to parks.
Once the work is complete, Queen will present drafts of the park reservation policy and any recommended code updates to the Soldana Parks and Recreational Advisory Board, where the public will have an opportunity to review, comment, and make suggestions. Once the Parks and Rec Board considered all the issues and formalized the recommendations, they'll be forwarded to the City Council for their consideration. ABC News is reporting that California became the first U.S. state to mandate the sales of new gasoline-powered vehicles be banned by 2035. It was a plan announced a few years ago but made official Thursday. This is seen as a move to officially begin to transition the country to electric vehicles. It's also a controversial move from resource-heavy states like Alaska. And Governor Mike Dunleavy recently appeared on an America Report on the Fox News channel to discuss how this idea is going to lead to a mass exodus.
Forced conversion. Conversion to electric? I don't think so. I think, we still believe in a market-driven economy. But with that said, the issues with Alaska also, it can get quite cold up here, especially in the northern part of the state. And so, we're going to keep an eye on the evolution of this technology. But I just, I find it fascinating that California and other states are actually going to go through a forced conversion process. We'll see how that turns out. But usually when you go through a forced conversion, sometimes it doesn't turn out well.
Governor Dunleavy touches on if the Biden administration should do more to address inflation.
Hey, this inflationary period to some degree is artificially created, and exactly for the reasons you just said. We have plenty of oil in this country, plenty of gas in this country, and if we just had Washington stop sanctioning us, states like Alaska, Texas, the Dakotas, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, we would have copious amounts of energy to share with our fellow Americans and the rest of the world. But for reasons that I can only see as some type of social engineering, the idea of using our fossil fuels here in the state of Alaska or here in this in the United States, we'd rather go to Saudi Arabia, possibly Iran, and have conversations with them. So it doesn't make any sense at all. It hurts Alaskans. It hurts Americans. Quite honestly, it hurts the world. And so, we'll see where this goes, but right now the policy is really not a good policy for this country.
On the flip side, environmentally conscious Americans say this move could help improve the environment with the pollution that a combustion engine emits into the atmosphere. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.